I get that reference. A week from Friday, Bob.
Your references are out of control.
2019 Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash, presented by Macho Self Storage. Where?
Legacy Hall.
How much is admission?
Free. Parking. Free. And plenty of it.
That's right. We will kick things off at noon. We're going to have round tables. The Time Wasters.
Metal Bats.
We'll have Metal Bats. Ticket Chicks. Beer. Food. Julie. Are you going, Julie?
Oh, yeah. You know I'm going.
Meet Julie Dobbs.
I'm going for the chicks.
Nothing Julie likes more than some chicks.
You know it.
So, join us all out at Summer Bash. I like to call it Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash, presented by Macho Self Storage. That kind of rolls off the tongue. All right, well, they're at it again.
Get that corn out of my face, Mino.
Get that corn out of my face!
Get it?
Dave Raymond and CJ Nikowski are at it again. With some references that are out of control. So speaking of 69 references, I got to thinking of this when cutting off some of this audio.
Yeah.
And I saw, let's just say hypothetically, somebody saw their daughter's, you know how the alert screen, you will see the text messages pop up and you can kind of see what the first line of the text is.
Oh, you got to get that out of there.
Oh, no.
Come on, little gal. It just needs to say message.
Hypothetically.
Message is all that needs to say.
Well, what if it said, what if I noticed that her and her little early teenage friends think it's really funny every afternoon at a certain time to just text each other, like they're in a big group text, what time it is?
Hell yeah.
Yes. At 4:20, somehow I have early teenage kids that are texting each other 4:20, and they think that's funny.
Man, it is.
That's... And I didn't even know what 4:20 meant until, like, I was 30.
No, and I didn't either. I
had never heard of 4:20, but apparently that's a thing the kids all think is great now. With
doesn't have anything to do with smoking pot. It's that you've seen it.
You know that
you've seen it scrawled on playgrounds and tagged, and you're like, man, that's a cool piss-the-adult-off number.
Certainly they know it has something to do with pot, though.
Right, but I don't think it means, like, they're smoking pot or anything like that. It's just, hey, this is a bad boy number.
So then I got to thinking in my head, all right, that's interesting that they're into this humor.
What an upset.
Well, then, but I thought, what would I rather? Would I rather my kids really be into 4:20 humor or 69 humor?
Why not both?
Well, I have good news for you, because the answer is both.
There's no way. Think your little kid that...
I'd like to tell you...
I remember myself
at
that age.
I'd like to tell you they're all innocent, but they... I think...
I knew nothing.
Well, but here's the thing. I would agree.
I thought it meant you blow on it.
What? Do you want to elaborate?
No. I'm just saying I didn't know what any terms meant.
I also thought that.
I seriously. It was this vast.
How's that going to work?
There was no roadmap to anything. There was no instruction guide.
Forgot about that.
The book called My Body, Myself, or whatever mom gave me, you know, like, that didn't include anything outside of missionary, I guess. You had to go through these waters all on your own, and now, like, they can look at it immediately.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is...
So you're saying now they understand what 69 is.
Well, no, I didn't say understand. I would concur with what Jake said, is that they see it places, they know it makes adults uncomfortable. That's all they need.
Yeah.
That's all they need.
So
now,
they know dad will get riled up because I said...
or a teacher.
Nice, 69.
Or just whatever. if they see that it violates the social constructs of the authorities... We'll worry about what it actually means later. And again, the big part of that age is not letting anyone know that you're the one person in the conversation that has no idea what anybody's saying. So a big part of those years of your life is fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah, the kid across the street from me, Definitely gave me erroneous information on a lot of things that had to do with
I don't think
sex
it's,
and whatnot.
Now, I will say they're probably way smarter than we were at that age, because our way was merely word of mouth. And now, unfortunately, Urban Dictionary exists. And
YouPorn. They can, they can get anything they want. Anyway, that leads me to Rangers 69 humor. They do enjoy the number 69.
Like Gronk.
like Gronk. You remember, like, right in the beginning of the season, they were firing it out there. They did it again, I guess, back-to-back nights this past weekend. Here, we'll take you to June 7th.
And there's the pitch count for you, inning by inning.
Okay, so they show the pitch count. Every inning, there was 11 pitches, except one inning it said 14, and then it all added up to 69, okay?
And there's the pitch count for you, inning by inning.
What? And I'm kind of mad at that 14.
That is nice.
It's pretty impressive, I will say that. And Bob Melvin, absolutely loving 69 right now as he gets ready to throw number 7.
A little tight, 1-1.
A little tight, 1-1.
Oh, they kept going.
Triple entendre.
That's next level.
I mean, they're not even...
This is the best.
It's amazing, isn't it?
They're not even trying to be subtle now?
Even their Twitter account. Did you see their Twitter account on the day that they pulled the number out there in the outfield from 70 to 69?
Or was
it...
It was like, what a nice day to be in the ballpark.
Nice.
Oh, I thought they did it on the 69 thing, too.
They might have.
They don't seem to miss any opportunities, Dan.
Yeah, just 2 days ago, they did the nice day at the ballpark or something. Or not a nice day despite the date.
That's right.
I think it said that because they had lost.
What is going on?
So I'm thinking, okay. That
you
was Friday
are
influencers.
Night.
Don't you guys mean?
We are.
Y'all are influencers.
That was Friday night. And then Jake is like, oh, you didn't hear the one on Saturday? I'm like, what?
Saturday? Back to back?
I think the larger upset is that I'm watching baseball on a Saturday. It's weird, but...
They let him go as a regular starter, and they feel pretty confident in the fact that he can face an order a third time through. I think you look at those numbers there for the whole year. Is that right?
That is correct.
What in the world? That's incredible.
Pretty nice.
6-9-7? What?
No.
That's crazy.
That 9-pitch inning is the inning in which he gave up the run.
Back to, yeah, so they had the inning by inning, and then just the total was 69 pitches thus far.
That is correct.
What in the world? That's incredible.
Pretty nice.
6-9-7?
They're all jumping.
Got a fumble.
It's a scramble for a loose ball.
They both see it, and they're both... Who gets to say nice?
That's incredible.
Pretty nice.
6-9-7?
CJ can't get through the inning by inning. By the time he gets to 7, he's laughing at his buddy.
Oh, man.
Nice. Yeah.
How big is the montage now if we had to make a montage of their entire season?
This year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cuts.
And multiple in some of those.
That we've caught.
Do you want to hear them all in a row sometime? Maybe Friday follow-up?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
when we get to 69 of them.
Ooh. Guess we'll have to make a
very
montage.
Nice. All right, it is...
Montage.
Quarter till 3 on the ticket.
The ticket.